number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
What does it all mean? What does it all mean?
This is a very special announcement because we've got, I don't know what I'm saying here, it's a special edition of the Hashtag Show. It's not episode 44, it's not episode 44, don't think it's episode 44.
It's a wee 44. Cheeky one.
It's a wee cheeky one we've slipped in between them. It is a special episode.
43.2. So you go 43.2, we're back.
Episode...
I'm fucked up 40.
Right, hold on, I'm going to pause right sharp. Episode 43.2, we're back!
Yes! Gary's ecstatic!
Gary, can't believe he's here, we're still on the sweat box. This is a special one-off episode. What's going to happen in this one? Who knows? Who fucking knows, man?
Where are the boys? Where are we? Edinburgh, Italy.
Yeah. Where are we in the world right now? Is this drops, Gary? Where are we in the
world?
It's
in the future.
What's happening?
Who's won the World Cup? Congratulations,
man.
To them.
Congratulations.
I think it's Belgium.
I'm going to say Belgium as well.
Gary?
Russia.
They're out, Gary!
Come on, Gary, bring it back in. Because we're going to get to the donate part.
I've not gone it.
We're going to fire you up with the donate part.
No.
Gary, remember the energy that you had when you were.
We've already done that bit.
Telling cunts from.
I'm going to go straight in my question, right, and just to keep Gary going. Drew McFarlane, thanks for getting in touch on Facebook. As always, Drew, what's the longest you can go after a coffee before you need a shite? Gary Little, question goes to you. Because let's be honest, I mean, it goes straight through you.
It's not a shite, it's always a pee I need.
I need a shite after a coffee?
No.
Well, do you know, actually, cappuccinos were devised.
I think Drew McFarlane's staying in Australia now. I think I met him in Australia.
G'day.
Can I just say?
G'day, Drew.
Cappuccinos are designed, that's why they drink it in the morning in Italy, to get you, you're going, I'll to get that shite out, to get on with the day.
Aye.
So. Chill.
There you go, chill.
So, how long are you saying?
Do you know when I said, you were asking people, and people were saying chow, what was that, and when did I say
because
that?
Because I had half of the full Rocco part.
A very graphic story about how a scene ending you about chow.
And it was fun. See, if you listen to the show, you're actually quite funny on it.
You also would have listened to the wee end snippet that we put on his.
You missed the end.
I might just do that.
I put the WhatsApp chat at the end of episode 42 where. You know, when it was that lassie went mental at this fucking.
Oh,
it's quite good.
It was funny. Just a couple of snippets.
That must have been with that guy, because a guy had said that he was listening to it, and then his granny was in the next room, and he could just hear all this. And I was thinking, where was that in an episode?
I managed to get it off my phone, and I stuck it in. At the end. Anyway, check it out. It's a wee cheeky end of 42.
Do you think, is there different types of coffees that make you go for a shite quicker?
The Hashtag Show.
It must just be coffee in general then.
Is it just normal coffee, or is it not just a milky cappuccino?
See, I think if there's milk in it, if I have a filtered black coffee, I'm fine, hod it out, but I have started asking for fat whites in coffee shops, and Neddy Bats and Eyelid, they don't go, do you mean flat white? If I say
fat white,
nothing. I just say fat white.
Because they're thinking that.
Is it looming going that? It's fat white when it's a fat white. Shocking.
But see, the thing is, apparently, I read this, so there's no fact in it at all. The human is no built to deal with
milk.
Aye. We're lactose intolerant. It's just we're fucking dealt with it. And that's why it fucking gets right through you.
Our bodies don't know how to process it.
That's still like a pint of milk.
I'm just soy milk. I've not drank normal milk for a couple of months.
What do you mean, normal milk?
I only drink soya milk.
Why?
Because it's tastier than a coffee, because it's creamier. Because I was only taking semi.
No, isn't it? And two.
This is Gary's opinion, Scott.
There's nothing better than blue milk. Nothing better.
What do you mean?
Soya milk's just water.
Listen.
It's just water.
Listen.
Mate, if you put it in your cereal, but maybe in a coffee stand.
If you speak like that, that makes what you're saying correct.
I'm telling you, Arang.
I'm telling you. I'll tell you you're wrong. Shove it right fucking.
That's how we know you're right in the aggression.
Semi-skim milk, so
that's no milk either.
Is that the green top?
That's water.
Aye,
that's what I drink.
Why fucking soya milk is better for me.
Blue milk.
And you know,
blue.
The poor don't cows.
It's
poor
soy, cows. Soya milk's no made with a cow's tit, is it? What is that? soya milk's made up in this.
Soya beans.
It's no made with a cow's tit.
So the animals involved. Yeah. And it tastes
delicious. See when they see in a coffee, put it into the coffee first and mix it before you add the water.
Right.
And it's
creamy.
I just take the organic stuff.
pint through the nose for it.
I'm not 140. A carton, but a carton will do me a week. I'm not drinking as much milk as
you're
I
not putting soy milk in your cereal, but are you?
Aye, delicious. Aye. In my porridge.
All right, porridge different. If you just put
no, I tried it. Cornflakes, and crunchy nuts. I had crunchy cornflakes last week.
And it's
walking in the box, half price, and I was like, take a chance.
Why not?
Normally, I don't take it because I'm sugar in there. Like, I went, fuck it. Aye, yeah, let's just have a wee.
A treat, a treat.
At night, just aye, a wee snack. Ice cold, that's ice cold milk.
Get a cornflakes, well, half a spoonful of sugar.
I like, every noon again, I like a pint of milk, right? Especially in the milk, a couple of days. Like, she's like, listen, we need to finish that, it's getting chucked out. I go, right, anymore. Pint of milk. Since I watched that video with the Coos blisters and blood, I'm thinking that when I'm
then
drinking
it. You see the wee calf delicious. Running after, you know, like, it's terrible. It's terrible. I know it's only a small step, but that's my
contribution.
Small,
then you go plant a tree.
I just take organic, if I'm eating meat and stuff, I just get organic.
Aye.
Yeah, like free range. Yeah, like, I'm not wanting fucking factory.
A pint of fucking soy milk and a steak.
You have got to question if supermarkets are selling a whole chicken for like £3.
I know.
You've got to question
exactly.
The life of chickens.
Aye.
Speaking of chicken,
I've got four.
Mark Tobias.
That's a brilliant name, Mark Tobias. He's like a fucking.
Remember Oliver
discoverer.
Tobias? He was an actor. He played Robin Hood. In a series.
Prince of Thieves.
Mark Tobias.
Oliver Reed.
Mark Tobias. He's obviously done well in life. With a name like that, you know he's doing well.
Well, Mark Tobias is asking us. I'll just go in there, James.
Mark, what are you asking?
He's giving me the answer here, right? Do we know what club sandwich stands for?
Yes.
Go for it. Malocally.
That fucking annoying bit of wood cocktail through the sandwich is no reference to any taste.
No, I don't mean what is a club sandwich.
For?
What does club stand for?
Club. It's a gang. It's a, you know. Yeah, that's when, you know. Well, if you're all hanging about together, that's your club and that's your sandwich.
You're wrong. Club sandwich.
Oh, good.
Club sandwich, according to Mark Tobias. And now he's giving this nugget of knowledge.
So we're
right?
taking this as fact from Mark Tobias. Well, I mean, name it like that, you can't dispute
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly, right? Now, if that was Mark John Paul Tobias, I'd be questioning, but it's Mark Tobias. Club sandwich stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Right.
Club sandwich.
And it was a club in New York.
Right.
That devised
it. Oh, yeah, fuck, I saw this chicken lettuce under bacon.
Club sandwich.
Fucking Tobias. I'd never thought that. I thought it was some wanky club.
Started,
I thought you'd have liked that.
No, it started, it was like a club, and it was somewhere in New York, I'm sure, and they devised it, and they came up with the name, a club sandwich.
When I'm not solving crime, I'm listening to Hashtag.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Before it all ends, before we run out of time, stay close to me. Stay close to me. Watch the world come alive tonight. Tonight this could be the greatest night of our lives. Let's make a new start. The future is ours to find. Can you see it? Can you see? this could be the greatest day of our lives. Today this could be the greatest day of our lives.
Can I just throw this down? Like said Mark Tobias, and give you another fucking food fact bomb.
Right.
Two actually. Lettuce was first put in the hamburger to stop the grease going into the roll.
Yep.
We knew that.
Sorry, I'm new to that. Last night, boys, I made Daddy's cooking. She's away.
What do you mean last night? You mean for last week? Ago in the past.
I made the ultimate hamburger. Right. Let me talk you through it.
Go for it.
Because I'm fucking chuffed with this, right?
Right.
Here it is. So
For yourself or for the wins?
Me and the kid.
Right.
Obviously the ham, the roll's important, right? So I got a good roll.
Very important.
Right, I got a good roll.
Brioche?
I don't know what it was. I like it soft. Wee bit of the wee
Sesame seeds
on it, right?
Okay.
So there's the roll. The roll's taken care of. It's a good one. I did think about a fucking Greg's crusty roll, but that doesn't go with a hamburger.
It's a sweatbox, isn't it? I just need to say that.
It's warm, so I want to hurry up. Good roll. Lettuce on the bed, lettuce from my garden that she grew, to make a point that I'm eating that stuff you've grown.
Right. So wash it first?
Of course I did. Right, on the base, the hamburger. Yep. So when I've made the hamburger, I've pressed it down and took some
raw. What was your hamburger?
It was Tesco's finest, right? I was in a rush.
It's
the ingredients. I want to tell you about the ingredients, right? I never made the patty, right? She would do that.
You're talking about
what I did, Gary. I flattened the patty and I squeezed some onions through it.
Right.
Because I already chopped onions, right? So that's boiling, right? I fire in the onions. Sorry, that's frying. I fire in the onions, right? Two chorizo sausages in there, weight as well, right? And I'm letting the grease for the chorizo get soaked up with the hamburger, right? It's all in there, and the grease for the chorizo's going into the onions, right? On the side now, I step to the fridge. What I take out the fridge is this, what? Gherkins.
No, not for me.
Yellow cheese.
Yellow cheese, right? I'm on board.
Tomatoes.
Half a tomato. This is a big burger. Right. This is a lot. Oh, he's not stopped there.
Beetroot.
Get away from
that is the comment, fucking winner. It's something about beetroot. Just like a boiled beetroot. I love beetroot. And as I'm getting older, I'm appreciating it even more. A slice of fucking beetroot on the top of your burger.
My dad won't have it in the house.
I put it all together. I put it all together.
It's
right?
A war thing.
I gave it to the kid. Me and him sitting there eating. Daddy's cooking, son. The hopes are no high.
I bet the kitchen's a mess.
It's a fucking box. I looked at him with chips and all, right?
Yep.
Just oven chips, right? Like, I know, but that's the best I could do.
So basically, you fried a burger.
I looked at him and I just said, "Wee man, is that not possibly the best burger you've ever tasted in your life?"
And he said,
"You drunk again,
Dad?"
Nah, usually he'd go, you've been drinking. It's a beating coming next.
And he just went, "That's a pizza.
This is really good." No, for him to say anything like that, I know it's good. Aye. And that was the best burger I've ever made.
Did money exchange hands at any point?
#show.
The tears fall away, and there's no conversation. The There's nothing left to break that's not already broken. You're staring into space, and every inch of silence. Been standing here for days and days. Said it all.
You're talking about a dad thing. It's just something my sister had posted the other day. She's there for Ireland, up at my dad's, right?
Yep.
Just stupid things. You go, what does that even mean? So my wee niece, my dad's went, do you want a cup of tea? And she went, aye. He went, do you take sugar? She went, no, just lots of milk.
How right? old's your niece?
Yeah, about 13 or something.
Oh, right, okay. Right. I thought she was a baby.
No, about 13. And then my dad went, do you want, I could make you a milky coffee. God, what, how do you jump for tea? Do you, but you know that just why is if because you get these instant packets that's a, but you're just going, I could make you a milky coffee.
You're there, it's, you're in.
But you're going,
fancy a milky coffee.
Yeah, that's for a tea. I just thought it was funny. But anyway, there you go.
I would sometimes I'd like to have been like an old, like new an old guy. To like come through, like live through the 50s and 60s when there was nothing, like, because nothing, like when technology comes in, I'm nothing really impresses anyone.
He's never even tasted it.
Wow.
He's a couple of years old, no, a guy that I worked with, and I went, yeah, is that where you're finding it hard to sort of
compute,
take that in? You're going, you've not even tried it. you know, like,
I know folk for doing the Shire that's never even been to Glasgow, never left the Shire, and I can't comprehend that.
I
can
took a guy
from
Brigton, he was way my mate who was in the pokey, and he brought him, he knew him from there, brought him out to the stand in the West End, and he's like, to me, he went, I don't usually come out of the Brigton. He goes, you know, it's all that mentality as if
small town
rival gangs, as if like, because of that, they're coming from Brigton. Yeah, like, you could meet your 40 odd.
That's fucking mad.
I wonder what the night, if there's ever going to be anything that comes out or that happens that makes me think, fucking hell, that is like a real advance in
aliens arriving.
But like, I can remember my first television my granny gave me, and it was a wee box black and white telly. It still works, man. And now, like,
when they made things to last,
but now, like, I can talk into my remote control.
Day, somebody's lobbed it one of the tellies,
big fucking plasma,
when you see them now, and you think, but now, like, I can speak into my remote and it can go on the telly now, and that's just part of it. Like, but that nothing. That doesn't. You mean I'd love to have been like my grandpa's age and going. I remember the first time my grandpa got a car telly.
When I first seen that, you're going, you're driving along, and you're going, this is pure James Bond.
You're in the future.
You're in a motor.
How does it know?
And it's telling you. And I've still got quite an old, so it's not like the slim one. No, I just use my phone all the time. Because I've got a 10 GB. You're like
10 GB.
Anyway, that's
the only thing I've had that's freaked me out a bit is the very first time I had the reversing camera on my motor. And it looks like it's on, looking down on the car. And I'm going, how the fuck is it doing that?
Right.
And then when somebody told me how it does it, I was like,
so it's just mirrors.
Right. It's cameras underneath the mirrors at the front of the motor, and it somehow reflects it away that makes it look as if it's on top of the car.
It's so small, a droid.
When I'm not solving crime, I'm listening to Hashtag.
Somebody said to me, hey, maybe you're just slightly schizophrenic and a little out of reach, my friend. I said, yes, that's partly true, but jokes aside, I can't explain. It's just my way of keeping track with living on this planet now. Then have you turned on your TV? Have you seen reality? Have you found the program that you've spent your whole life looking for? There's a girl in Camden Town, indecision makes her frown. Which dress would she wear today? And which way should she smile at me? How did it come to and all these lights, all this talking through the night, all this expectation now, it's making me neurotic. Tell me, have I seen your face before? I forgot to say hello. Thought I'd made it clear now that I've always been a smiler. Tell me, how did it come? To me, hey, maybe you are oh so slightly OCD, a little out of reach, my friend. I said, yes, that's partly true, but jokes aside, please stay with me. It's just my way of compartmentalizing all the things I see.
So there you go. There was your wee cheeky episode.
Can I just say one thing before we go? Talk about burgers briefly. I made a hot dog the other day, and enjoy a hot dog. Because I can share the
Coos lips and arseholes.
Well, I bought a hot dog, right?
So you bought a hot dog, you didn't make it.
Let me go there.
What do you mean you buy the roll with that? But if you buy the ingredients, it's kind of like making it.
Use two dicks.
Took the hot dog, right?
How do you even. You couldn't make a hot dog.
Listen to me. Got a bit of streaky bacon.
Uh huh.
Get the back of a knife and stretch the streaky bacon out to make it longer. Right?
Right.
Wrap the streaky bacon.
Uh huh.
Round the hot dog. Cooked it in the pan.
Frying it.
You get a beef olive then.
Delicious.
You need a beef olive.
No, it's because it's a frying fan.
You need to get the right roll. See, if you put a hot dog in a baguette, it's not the same.
No way, mate. It's got to be in a hot dog roll. These arseholes are put. And see the
fried
hot
onions.
Dog, a hot dog's a hot dog, right? None of this gourmet sausage pish. That's just disgusting. Right?
Fried onions on there.
I'm not an onion man myself.
Don't talk to me.
Right. Do you know what I did? But I had the hot dog wrapped in bacon, right? Bit of cheese, and then some feta crumbled in the top here. Mustard, nice. Tomato sauce.
Boys, won't do it in the kitchen. I'll get you a nice cold drink.
Right.
You've been listening to episode 43.2. If you had donated it, you'd have got longer. But we're on holiday.
Exactly.
Get to fuck.
Exactly.
You good fucking night. Tight cunts.
Right. Well, enjoy yourself.
What for a same way?
Get on the website. Right. Follow us. Enjoy it.
No, this was just a wee interim episode.
And if this is the first time you've listened to the hashtag show, usually they're on the half long.
And the better.
Catch you.
Hey. All the best now.
Take care.
Hit it.
It's fucking nuts, alright.
The hashtag show.
You can dance if you like, you can sing every line of every song. No, you don't have to steal the show. It was your show all along as the orchestra played. The people take the seats, there's no room left in this house. It's only you and me, and if life is your stage, I'll be watching. You do as we start rehearsing every scene, the words to everything. We realize that the crowd is listening, and then the tears fall down on your face. And exactly the right place as the people start. To stand up in the aisle, you can hear the sound of violins on every street tonight. You can see our lovers dancing round. I'll be watching.
now. The only thing that we might have right.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
It is.
Hashtag.
It's the magic number.
That's an army.
The hashtag show.
Hi everybody, thank you.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Satan.
Hey, fuck it, we'll wing it, we'll wing
go,
it.
Wing it.
Wing it.
Score. Hit it.
This is the air.
The hashtag show.co.uk.